Now, Lynn Booth, I think, Lynn, you've attempted to raise something in, previously.
Yes. Like, we're hearing all the stuff that's happening in communities, and I think we all have the same kind of problems, you know, with juvenile crimes, truancy, domestic violence and stuff like that, and then we're talking about how they police it. Well, I was making comments here a while ago about where I see a need is that we need to have more Indigenous people within the police service, particularly at the police station. If you have a position there for an admin person, try to employ Indigenous people, and more Indigenous police should be going on to communities. We're aware of Indigenous police that are around. We've had them on Woorabinda. But they're not there for long. They're transferred somewhere else. But we feel in Woorabinda that more Indigenous police would be good. The policing seems to be taking a turn for the better in Woorabinda. I've found that there's improvement since our new officer's been employed. She's a female senior officer in charge. She's already taken steps to induct new recruits and introduce them to the justice group, and we had an informal, like an impromptu cultural awareness or information session with them in the police station. There are at least 15 or 20 new officers that came in, and this new police officer, she's very good at connecting with the community. She already has... is building up a good relationship with the justice group, and one of the new stuff that's happening in the police station is that whenever a person is arrested, she immediately rings the justice group or one of the justice group members to advise them that there's someone in there if they want to come, because we don't have cell watch program like in some areas, and so that gives the justice group members an opportunity to talk to that person, and maybe they can talk about whether the person needs to be given notice to appear in court, or maybe with the justice group can be diverted from going into court and that sort of stuff. The tenure of police has been a real problem for our area, but we think that's being addressed now, because I think police are now being asked to stay for a two-year term, which gives a community more of an opportunity to get to know the officers. The ones that people talk about are good in the community and have left have been officers that have been there for a longer period of time. They built up a good relationship with the people. But we need more programs, because we have these problems with kids and that, and it's not a policing program. A lot of it's a parenting problem. A lot of it's lack of programs, like diversionary type programs. Crime prevention programs, and the police are taking an active role now in Woorabinda doing some crime prevention stuff. They do blue light discos and things like that, and getting involved in sport and rec with the kids and younger people. But the parents are constantly under pressure. That's why they can't sort of handle the problems of juvenile crimes. They're reluctant to... be involved with kids because of legislation about how you discipline children and stuff like that. They feel that they've lost all their responsibilities because of the child protection legislation and stuff like that. They're very concerned about white man's law and white woman's law and stuff like that, and how a lot of their roles and responsibilities are taken away from them, and they feel disempowered when it comes to dealing with their children. And although it's not a policing matter, but, I mean, because of all these issues, it becomes a policing matter when the children become involved in crimes of breaking and entering and all those sorts of things that are happening now. The rioting in Woorabinda just recently that Lawrence spoke about. The police were concerned. They were worried for their lives. They stayed in the police station or they stayed in the car. And, of course, the kids, I think they kind of take on a vigilante type. You know, they all join together. When they see one, their mates doing stuff, they want to do the same. And it's just a gang type stuff. And as soon as the Indigenous people, like the Justice Group chairperson and that officer who was off duty, Indigenous one, and one other person went straight for the children. Well, not they weren't just children, they were young people. That broke it up. That's all that needs to happen, I think, in a lot of cases. Our community needs to just get in there and stop the kids from doing things. And some of the damage that's done, it's really terrible. The amount of money it costs. I mean, we don't have a swimming pool now because of all the damages and things that kids do. But that's because of... there's all sorts of other pressures in the community that are not policing concerns. You know what I mean? They're pressures that other departments can be helping with.